Well, I've always been a huge fan of this play. I first actually knew it as the movie, which many people did in 1960. Audrey Hepburn and Shirley MacLaine and James Garner. And because James Garner recently passed away, they had been playing it more on some of the channels.
I know how serious this is for you, how serious it is for all of us.
I don't think you do know.
You came here to find out if I made the charge. I made it. I don't want you in this house.
It's a classic film, and it is a classic piece, Lillian Hellman's classic play about a little girl's lies. And it's interesting because I've always loved this play just because it's a drama and because there are really wonderful roles for women in this. But I started to think about this a few years ago when marriage equality passed here in New York State. What does that mean to theater? What does that mean to history? And I started thinking about this, and I'm kind of equating this piece with when you look back at old footage of Dr. Martin Luther King giving a speech and you see these people picketing, you see this footage of these people picketing his right to say what he says. That's amazing to me to look back at that and think that that ever happened. Well, it's amazing to me that this play, The Children's Hour, was such a controversial piece of theater because it talked about a possible same-sex relationship, and the word lesbian was never uttered in the play. And as a matter of fact, this play was banned. They had to perform it at private clubs and homes before it did finally hit Broadway and become a hit.
Well, especially when you think it's 80-plus years old.
Exactly. Doesn't that blow your mind? 80 years old. But back then, even the hint of someone having feelings for someone of the same sex was so controversial and could and did ruin lives and reputations. And that's what this play is all about. A little girl who just wanted to get out of this place because she's spoiled. She concocted this lie that she saw these two women teachers kissing. And then it goes from there, and it destroys these women's lives, reputations, the school they've built up on this one lie that possibly they could have a relationship.
Ask her again how she could see us.
I was leaning down by the keyhole.
There's no keyhole on my door.
What?
There is no keyhole on my door.
Now, do you direct it in that time frame that it was in that time of some 80 years ago, or is it modern day times the way you produced it?
Well, what I decided to do was kind of split it down the middle. We're actually placing it in the late 50s where the movie was placed. But the scary thing is, from 1934 to 1960, it played the same. Nothing had changed in that span of time. It was still controversial. So in all that time, nothing had changed. And as a matter of fact, the other thing that kept resonating with me is the fact that even though we do have marriage equality now, we still have children committing suicide because they're being bullied about being gay or being perceived as gay. So in a lot of ways, so many wonderful changes have happened for the LGBT community, but we still have people bullying children and adults. It just blows my mind. So this 80-year-old play is still relevant. It's scary. It's so scary.
What is the most difficult scene on stage, would you say?
Oh, one of them, and I don't want to give away the ending, but I do have to say the most difficult thing to watch is that one of the characters, after all of this, they go through a trial where they charge this woman with libel, and they lose. One of the women, now they never had a relationship that was established. This was a lie, you know, within the course of the play. One of the women confesses to the other that she does have those feelings for her.
Stop this crazy talk! You're afraid of hearing it, but I'm more afraid than you. I won't listen to you.
No.
And that this little girl found the lie with the ounce of truth. And to watch this actress, Andrea Natale, who's Perfetta, who's just wonderful, and Jen Stafford plays the other teacher, to watch her confess her feelings to this woman and feel so ashamed and so burdened by the fact that she might feel this way It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking to think that that was something that was shameful back then and that apparently is shameful to some people now.
You mentioned the actresses that are involved. Tell us a little bit more about them and the roles that they're playing.
Well, Jen Stafford and Andrea Natale Profeta play the two school teachers from the Wright Dobie School. They went to college together. They've built up the school together. And they have a wonderful relationship on stage. They're just, you know, two very strong women, very good friends, and they kind of go through this journey. Bobby Cook plays the fiance of one of the women. You know, Bobby's known through musical theater circles. He's a wonderful choreographer and a wonderful actor, and he doesn't do a lot of straight plays, so I'm very happy that he agreed to be in, you know, in my show. We have wonderful, wonderful actresses who are playing the girls. Normally in the play and in the movie, the girls are supposed to be cast 8 to 12 years old. I decided to make the girls teenagers because really it's kind of, you know, we live in this decade of Mean Girls, the movie, and it works very well with these 16 and 17-year-old girls sniping about, you know, gossiping. And so Erin Lee Dandies plays Mary, who is the little girl who makes up the lie. We have Jamie Naplow. We have Maria Droz. We have Ava Kane, Emma Barrett. These are two younger actresses. This is their first professional show. I'm just overwhelmed with the talent on stage. I'm the luckiest director in the world. Tammy Hayes also plays the actress who hasn't been on stage for a long time. Tammy Hayes McGovern, so I'm thrilled to have her as well.
Have you heard from the LGBT community? Have they embraced this? Have they come out to talk about it and see the play?
Well, I'm hoping they will. I know when we the last time this play was produced here in Buffalo, it was Buffalo United Artists did it, and I actually played Martha. So the last time they did come out and support it, and I'm sure they will again. There's still time to see it. So, yeah, I'm sure straight and gay alike will enjoy the show and the message it sends.
What is it like for you to reverse that, to be directing it and not be in that particular role?
I really love it. You know, I loved the role so much when I did it. So I think I have a unique perspective on what the show's about and a lot of the emotions. As a director, I think I'm more of an actor's director because of course, as a director, you have to look at the big picture and you have to focus on what the picture looks like on stage. But as an actor, I'm very focused on my immediate feelings, on relationships on stage. And so I really like to talk a lot about the relationships with the actors and just not even talk about lines for the first week, just talk about the relationships between the characters and what you're feeling here and why you're doing this. So I have a lot of fun with that and with these wonderful actors. I also forgot to mention that Pamela Rose Mangus is also in this cast, and she's a veteran actress here in Buffalo. So it's really been wonderful.
Well, Lorraine O'Donnell, director of the Children's Hour, now on stage at the new Phoenix Theater. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Eileen.